Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Let's take a listen to the fact that it's 6 o'clock. Now, ordinarily around 6 o'clock, I would be saying, "Hun, what sort of a beverage would you like? Because it's happy hour here at Cass and Cads, but this is that other 6 o'clock. I know, I'm with you. I didn't even realize we still had another 6 o'clock, but here we are. Hey, it is Jeff Katz pinch-hitting today and tomorrow. For the morning show, my buddy Rich, you know, inherited all of John Reed's trips. What are they, like every 7 weeks they go somewhere? I think that's the way that works. Heidi and I get to do one a year or thereabouts. So we got a big one coming up. I'll give you details soon, I promise you. And we got Julia. Julia, we love, but man, what a pain. What a pain when you have to organize and coordinate. So anyway, happy to be sitting in for a couple of days, get to hang out with old friends like Gary has. So wonderful to have Gary back in the starting lineup where he belongs. Well, Gary attacked a car. I only heard it second or third hand. So that's what I heard, is that Gary attacked a car and the car filed some sort of illegal action against him, keeping him off the air. But he's back, and that is good. It is a wee bit chilly. Oh, and the federal government is back to working. Did you not notice it was gone? Okay. This is the most amazing thing, and you and I are going to have to chat about it a little bit, simply because it is one of the ugliest examples of pure, crass partisan politics that I've seen in a long time. Now, you know the entire script, right? My gosh, everybody is going to be unhealthy. Why? We don't know, but that's what we're saying. People are going to be unhealthy if the federal government doesn't do what is it you want them to do. We don't know. Stop asking us for details. But something bad will happen, and because of that, we're not going to let the federal government operate. Okay. Well, didn't part of the operation say, hey, we're not actually going to have a budget? See, this is the thing that really bugs me about this whole thing. And this is on both sides. This is a pox on both of their houses. We haven't had a budget, an actual, honest-to-goodness budget in years. Years. Why? Because nobody wants to make any decisions. Nobody actually wants to say, well, this is good, this is bad, let's stop doing this, let's start doing that. None of it. Nope. Let's play kick the can. That's what continuing resolutions are. Because the phrase continuing resolution sounds so much better than kick the can. Because you and I both know what kick the can is, right? We both know what's involved in kicking the can. But when you say continuing resolution, my gosh, why, that sounds like something. I don't know what that is. It must be important. It's got to be good because I don't know what the heck it is. Okay. All that continuing resolution is fancy talk for, well, here's how much we're spending today. Let's just keep spending the same amount and pretend that something is going on and then we'll get back to it. That's the continuing resolution philosophy. And I will remind you, it's both parties that do that. It's sad. It really is sad, but it is both parties that do that. So there was a move that said, hey, let's do one of these continuing resolutions again. And they call it a clean continuing resolution, which means nothing changes from the last continuing resolution. Everything stays exactly the same. Kick the can. So the can was to be kicked, and the Democrats decided to throw a temper tantrum to protect their Senate leader, Schmuck Schumer, because he is on his way out, and he doesn't want to be on his way out. God forbid he has to go and find a job. I mean, the man's been in public office for, what, 50 years, 60 years? It's a long time, honest to God. When's the last time he tried to secure some sort of employment in the dreaded private sector? What, are you kidding me? So he doesn't want to go. And they all huddled up with him and said, okay, Schmuck, we'll protect you. We'll make sure that mean, nasty Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the lady with the crazy eyes. She does. Did you ever look at her directly? She's got crazy eyes. You and I both know what crazy eyes are, and she's got them. We're going to protect you from her. Not to worry. She's not going to run against you, Schmucky. We will protect you. All right. So, they shut down the federal government. 14 separate times these nitwits vote against reopening the government. And all the time they're saying, oh, well, this is Donald Trump's fault. It's the Republicans in the House fault. It's the Republicans in the Senate fault. And everybody. I really don't care which party you are, man, but everybody has to look at it and say, yeah, that's just not true. It's just not true. You voted to keep it closed, and therefore you're responsible for keeping it closed. So here's what happens 42 days later, 43 days later. The Democrats finally say, okay, we're going to vote for exactly what it was that was offered 45 days ago, 50 days ago. We're going to vote for exactly the same thing, and we have gotten exactly nothing. That's it. I know you're waiting for the other. No, nothing is what they got. They got zero, nada, bupkis, nothing. So what did you win? Well, you won the governorship in New Jersey and in Virginia. You won control of the state legislatures in New Jersey and Virginia. You angered a lot of people. You convinced a lot of people somehow, some way, that you were going to get a second job, I guess working at Food Lion, stocking shelves or something, to help them pay for health insurance. But other than that, nothing. Nothing is different today than it was when all of this stuff was first offered. So why put the American people through this? John Fetterman, the senator out of Pennsylvania, Democrat, by the way, lifetime Democrat. He's been on board with reopening the government since day one. In fact, he's the one who said, well, we never should have shut it down. And because of that, he got attacked. I mean, he has been just viciously attacked. The worst of all, he was on that show during the day. What is it with the Coven? No, not the Coven. Stop that, Germ. No, The View. It's The View. And one of those yakking yentas actually was yelling at him on the show. And Fetterman, hey, I still don't quite go along with Fetterman wearing the Carhartts and the gym shorts onto the floor of the Senate. I think there should be some level of decorum, some degree of respect, my goodness. But if I have to deal with seeing his hairy arms and big old legs in exchange for him actually, acting senatorial in the Senate, other than that, then I'll take it. It's a trade-off, right? Everything comes with a trade-off. You got to learn when to pick your fights. And they say, all right, I'll let him get away with the goofy costume. And I can't really critique him all that much because I'm sitting here this morning. I'm in sweats. Now, of course, I am far, far away from the prying eyes of anybody. And had I not told you that, you would just have assumed that I had worn a suit and a tie with highly polished shoes to this little rendezvous this morning. But no, I'm actually in sweats this morning. Boston Red Sox sweatshirt. And I mentioned shine shoes. When are you supposed to learn how to shine shoes? Now, this is a dumb question, but I have to throw it out there because I was absolutely blown away last week. So Harry, who is my oldest, as you know, brilliant kid, graduate of Stanford University. And he is he's brilliant. And if you ever forget, just ask him. He'll be happy to remind you that he's brilliant. But he was going to it was a luncheon, not necessarily a job interview, job interview adjacent, I guess is how I would say it. And so he got dressed properly, you know, white shirt, red tie, sport coats, slacks, and a pair of shoes that I swear to you hasn't been polished ever. And I looked at him, I said, "Don't you have a pair of polished shoes?" He says, "Why does it matter?" I said, "Because those look like crap. That's why."
"Well, but..."
I said, "No, they do." I said, "Did they not teach you how to polish shoes at Stanford University for $100,000 a year?"
"No, you know, most people there were trying to figure out how not to ever wear shoes."
And he said, "Well, you never taught me how to polish shoes." And I thought, great, another epic fail in the world of Jeff Katz parenting. Another example of me being a terrible father. I thought, I did. I know I taught you how to polish shoes because my dad taught me how to polish shoes. And you can say a lot of things about me, and people do. But you can never fault me for having unpolished shoes because I know how important they are. I do. I know how important shoes are. So I was just trying to think, do we or do we not teach our young men to polish shoes anymore? All right. Silly question, perhaps, but for those of us with a background in a law enforcement organization as me, might be the military, right? Did you or did you not learn, A, how to polish shoes, and B, that shoes should always be polished? Not the end of the world question. However, I want you to hit me up. James River Air text line, always available to you. Does this thing work in the morning, Germ, this text line thing? It does? Fantastic. All right, the James River Air text line available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Now, I'm looking for guys on that. I don't even know if women polish shoes. I don't know that I've ever looked at a woman's pair of shoes and thought they are or are not polished. Do women have to be focused on shoes? Guys have to have polished shoes, period, end of story. If you are in a business setting, one of the first things that happens, I told Harry this, one of the first things that happens, if you are meeting with other men are going to look at your shoes, and that's going to give them an immediate insight into whether you do or do not have your stuff together. If you got your stuff together, fantastic. It'll be reflected just like their image in your shoes. So hit me up on that. I'm just curious to know. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That is the James River Air text line. In addition to all of that, we got great stuff coming up. We've got Rob Chadwick will join us at 733. Oh, Rich Herrera's going to join us at 703. Fantastic. Looking forward to finding out how he's doing. It's been a while. You know, last time we were supposed to chat, if you remember, Germ, on my show, he fell asleep. Maybe I'll return the favor. It is 6:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Yes, it is early in the morning. Sort of, kind of. It's not terrible, is it? 6:33. It's almost sun up. I thought this whole daylight saving time, not daylight saving time thing meant that it was going to be like really light in the morning when kids went to school, but darker in the evening when more important people like you and me were sitting around doing nothing. So we could enjoy the great outdoors for an hour. No? All right. Well, I must have missed that particular memo. A couple of things kind of sort of cooking this morning on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I saw the other day, I guess 2 weeks ago now that I think about it, my son Harry, again, brilliant kid, and if you ever forget he's brilliant, just ask him, he'll be happy to remind you. Graduated from Stanford, don't you know? And with all of the money we invested in his Stanford University education, you would have thought that we would have at least gotten a t-shirt, right? No. No. You want a t-shirt, Mr. Katz? That'll be $24 plus shipping plus $100,000 for tuition. Thank you. Anyway, he was going out to a business lunch because he's kind of based here at the moment. He was out in California and that job went away and he came back here to regroup a little bit. And so we have the lower level. And we said, yeah, you can hang out here for a bit. So he is. So long story short, he's going out to this lunch, and it's a business-related lunch, and his shoes just look like crap. God, they look terrible, and I was mortified. And I had this called conversation.
Well, I never learned how to polish shoes. You never taught me how to polish shoes.
And I know that's not true. I do. I know that's not true, because I love to polish my shoes, because I grew up polishing my shoes, and have always had nice, shiny shoes. I take great pride in that. My dad took great pride in that. My grandfather? I don't know. But Harry said, well, no, I never learned how to polish them, and there you have it. So I loaned him a pair of mine, and we have a shoe polishing lesson coming up. But I thought to myself, well, is he the only one, 20-something, who doesn't know really about the importance of that? And I said, do me a favor, just reach out to me on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, and let me know your thoughts on this. So Diane down in Chester says, hey, Jeff, nowadays most people are just wearing those $39 shoes from Kohl's. They're plastic, so you just replace them when they get older. Who has time to polish? Diane, everybody should have time to polish because it doesn't take that long, but I get it. If you're wearing junk shoes and if you're buying plastic shoes, I got news for you, they're junk. And if you are in fact, buying those shoes when they wear out and the rest of it, you're spending more than you would if you bought a pair of decent shoes. Decent leather shoes for a man, they could very well last you your entire working life. You'll need to re-sole them at some point. You'll need to re-heal them. You'll definitely need to take care of them and polish them. But a great pair, or even a good pair, of leather shoes will last you. It's an investment. And maybe you don't have it at 18, but by the time you graduate college, you ought to be putting a couple of dollars aside and say, yeah, I'm going to invest in those. 804 says, hey, Jeff, both my father and mother were Marines, so at age 12, I learned how to shine shoes, so they looked like mirrors. Exactly. 804, it is so awesome to hear you this morning, Jeff. As for women's leather shoes, these days you'll be hard fined to press them unless you want to pay $150. Most of them are all man-made materials. Wow, that's sad. Well, I mean, I think it's sad, but... Anne from RBA says, good morning, Jeff. Great to hear you. I'm sure my dad learned to polish shoes in the military, but I remember my mom polishing everyone's shoes in the family. Much like wrapping everyone's Christmas presents, she found it therapeutic. Well, that's pretty cool. Wow. There is something about that you can take an immediate
an immediate sense of pride in. 757, Bill in Williamsburg says, Jeff, great to hear you this morning. Whether it's the grocery store or the office, a guy needs to take pride in his office, be the best looking guy there. Every store that sells shoes sells easy to use polish and kits to polish your shoes. Bill in Williamsburg. You're right. You are right. 804. Hey, Jeff, surprised to see you in the morning. All right. If you're seeing me this morning, you may want to adjust your set because I'm on the radio. But anyway, I find it disturbing that Trump and his administration don't want transparency with the Epstein files. Feels like a cover-up. If he is innocent, why not release everything? Doesn't sit well. Feels like we're protecting a predator. 804 is a troll in the morning as well as a troll in the afternoon. But anyway, 804 troll, let me explain this to you. All this marvelous reveal of the Epstein emails coming out from the Democrats are old. These are all old emails. Just FYI, I know the facts sometimes will get in the way of your carefully crafted trolling and all, but they've already been released. And here's an interesting thing. When you go and you dive into all of them, and feel free to, sir, you'll find that there is a name redacted. What does redacted mean? I mean, they took one of those big black magical markers and crossed it out, right? What is that name that's redacted, 804 Troll? Do you know what it is? Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's Virginia Giuffre. She's dead now. She committed suicide. She has been investigated by law enforcement in the United Kingdom and the United States. She has been fully cooperative. She wrote a book, and she told all about everybody. She was the one who talked about Prince Andrew as he's no longer the prince. What is he now? Andrew Schmuckenfutz or Futz and Putz or I don't know, Andrew, who used to be the prince of something or other. But anywho, she also said Trump never approached her, was never with her, was not in any way inappropriate when they had passed, apparently, at some sort of a social event. So why is this stuff coming out now from the Democrats? Because the Democrats, your folks, 804 Troll, your folks lost big time, or as the president might say, bigly. The Democrats lost bigly on this whole government shutdown thing. You guys shut down the federal government for 43 days. You hurt millions of Americans needlessly, and you got exactly nothing out of it. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. But since you're incapable of shame, it seems, you trot out these old things which have already been dealt with, and you want to pretend that that's the issue. Here's the real issue. Schmuck Schumer is terrified that he might have to get a job. Your party is now the party of insane socialists like Zoran Mamdani. Your party is now the party of violence like Jay Jones. Your party is the party of people who stand with Hamas like Ghazala Hashmi. So if you're proud of that, then have at it. I'm taking a look at some of the Black Friday things that are coming down. Did you know that Black Friday specials for Amazon start 1 week from today? Have you done any shopping yet? I actually have. No, I'm sitting here in my office. It used to be the Plaque Shack, but I'm going through this, I would say midlife crisis, but at this point, there's no way this is the middle of my life. I'm far closer to the end, you know, the whole use-by date at this point. So it's not a midlife crisis. It's not even a crisis. It's just like, I don't need as many tributes to my low self-esteem and insecurity here. I need more photos of cool things that involve family and friends. So that's what I'm trying to do. I mean, I still have some of them. The crisis cabinet. Oh, I like that, Germ. The crisis cabin. Huh. Okay. Maybe we'll do that. The crisis cabin. I'm always looking for a better name for this place. But I just know that I am surrounded by, at this point, a lot of shopping items. And I can tell you what some of the stuff I've gotten for Heidi, because Heidi doesn't listen to my show in the afternoon. Lord knows she's not getting up this early to listen in the morning, so we'll be safe. But I have gotten a few items for her, and so they're out here. And I'm just curious if you have gotten anything as of yet. You'll have to let me know. Taking a look, Curtis down in Bon Air hits me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Good morning, Jeff. Pop dressed for work. Love the smell of kiwi wax he used on his wingtips. I wax my shoes for church. Curtis and Bon Air. Yeah. Yeah. You've got to know how to do it. I think you've got to know how to do it. I am troubled to realize that so many people are just buying the cheap shoes. Right? If you're buying the, hey, I have an appearance in court, it's arraignment day, and you're running by Walmart to get your defendant suit from Walmart and a pair of matching plastic shoes that you don't care if... you know, the Department of Corrections keeps forever, then by all means, that's fine. But if in fact, you're looking bigger picture, longer term, then you might want to invest in some better shoes. Can't believe I'm having the shoe conversation, but it's important. It's important. I have one pair that I don't polish. I've got a pair of tan Tecovis boots. And I do not polish them. Those are the only ones that are scuffed. And apparently they are supposed to be scuffed. I got them years and years ago. My buddy Glenn Beck talked about them forever and ever and said, Jeff, you got to try these Tecovis. Finally, I went to Heidi and I said, you know, I want a pair of these Tecovis boots that Glenn has. And she said, you know, Glenn has a ranch. Yeah. She said, you don't even go in the backyard. You won't mow your own lawn. What do you need them for? I bought them myself, and I still have them. They're the most comfortable pair of shoes I've ever had. What are you going to do if we get a tariff check? $2,000. $2,000 tariff check. That would be pretty cool. We'll talk about that. We've got Rich Herrera joining us at 7:03. Rob Chadwick, a couple of tips on defending yourself at 7:33. It is 6:45. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, a lovely morning, and it's promising to get even better. Well, no, it's getting brighter now, I get it. Okay, that's good. It's warming up a bit, and tomorrow will be Friday, so all right, I'm okay with this. Rich Herrera is going to drop by at 7:03. We'll find out exactly where he is and what he's doing. We've got Rob Chadwick dropping by at 7:33, retired supervisory special agent out of the FBI. Talk a little bit about keeping yourself safe. Yeah, it's an important thing. And my buddy Tony Pham, you know Tony. My goodness, everybody in Central Virginia knows Tony, I hope, at this point. Tony always offers a great perspective, especially with the wacky immigration stuff that's going on. You know, ICE is out there doing their job, finally, after a four-year hiatus during the Biden-Harris, whatever that was. But anyway, they're back out there doing their job, and leftists are just losing their minds. That genius mayor of Chicago is apparently asking the United Nations to do something. And I don't know how to break it to him, but the United Nations never does anything except sit around and hate on Israel and the Jews. So I don't think so. 804 says, Jeff, please do not try to polish your desert boots. Yeah, I only made that mistake once. Jeff, 804 says, I actually still have the old wooden shoebox my dad and I used to use back in 1965. Very cool. Steve in Mechanicsville says, hey, Jeff, do you still have your Farrah Fawcett poster out there in the crisis cabin? It is 6:56. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.